Good morning. I am Pastor Alan Blackwood, pastor of Calvary Bible Church. I've not done this for a while, but I just thought I'd do it. Make a little plug here, if you will. If you've been listening to these broadcasts for any length of time, and you've found them helpful, you find them capable of giving you food for thought or stirring you up in a certain direction in your Bible study to, as the Berean Christians, to see whether these things be so, let me encourage you to do a couple things. I have no way of knowing, I have no way of ascertaining or guessing the size of the listening audience to this program, and I would like to enlist your help in trying to find out, get some idea how the program is being received. I mean, you know, I can have my people report to me, well, preacher, that was pretty good, or you didn't make that clear, or whatever. But those are people I know. I'd like to hear from you. If this has been something that has encouraged your spiritual walk, has encouraged you to grow, would you drop me a line at Post Office Box 147, Middleport, Ohio. This address will be given again at the end of the broadcast, and I wish you'd take it seriously, and let us know. Calvary Bible Church is an independent work, that is, we don't belong to a particular organizational hierarchy. I don't have somebody sending me a letter once a month saying, all right, on the first Sunday you'll preach this, and the second Sunday we're all going to preach on that, and on the third Sunday you'll preach a message with this theme from this text. Now, some fellows do have a situation where they're locked into something like that, and as long as they're with that group, that's the way it's going to be. I'm kind of a maverick, a lone wolf, as it were. I believe that if I'm going to preach a message that my people are going to derive any benefit for, if it's going to be applicable, if it's going to be relevant to their situation, I've got to get that from God. I cannot have some well-meaning, as it were, human being say, well, you know, you should preach on this. I've got to get my message from God. And as such, when I preach in my own home pulpit, my people have come to understand I'm preaching what God has given me to preach. I want people to know what the Bible says. I want my people in my congregation to know it. I want you who are listening as much as, well, let's face it, I can't do a lot with you in 14 or 15 minutes a day, but it's the best shot I can give you. But let me throw this out too, aside from, you know, saying, hey, let us know. Give me a call. Drop me a note. I mean, I'm not asking for a pat on the back and attaboy. I just want to know, are you listening? Is it doing you any good to listen to this broadcast? I want to know your feelings on this matter. Secondly, if you do not have a church home where you are being fed on the Word of God, where you are growing, And I realize it's a difficult proposition a lot of times for people who have gone to church for years and years and years in a particular church. Times change. Sometimes perhaps it's been an association or a convention or a denomination or a conference or whatever that assigns a pastor. And over a period of time, as these organizations begin to drift doctrinally, more and more the congregation is left out of the decision making, and spiritually they begin to suffer. They're not being fed the way they ought to be. Now, if you find yourself in a situation like that and you would like an alternative to it, Calvary Bible Church is located on County Road 25 in Meigs County, Ohio. I'll be glad to give you detailed instructions from wherever you are to be able to get you there, and I'd invite you to come and listen. That's all. Don't ask you to do anything, not asking you, not hitting you up for money, not trying to proselyte, just trying to get you an opportunity to see, is there a difference? Is that difference worth the distance and the effort it would take to get there? It's that simple. You owe it to yourself to find out. You owe it to your family. If you have children, you need to have a situation where your children are being taught the Word of God. It's not unusual to find churches that have programs for kids. Unfortunately, most of the time, they seem to be, well, now, we're going to get out your scissors and your paste, and we're going to cut and color and paste, and there, you've made a thingamajig. And for your mother, give it to her, you know, let her figure out what to do with it. You know what I'm talking about. And Sunday school has become little more than a craft time. Something to keep the kids quiet while the parents try to stay awake out in Sunday school class. It ought to be more than that. It ought to be more vital than that, where the young people are being given the Word of God in such a way as to see the need to put it into practice. And they're being taught by teachers who know what it's about, who have been preparing a lesson not since late Saturday night, but who've been working on it throughout the week and praying over it. And you see the interest in the well-being, the spiritual well-being of the kids, of the people. That's what it's about. And if you would like to come visit, we'd be glad to have you. I'm not trying to pull you away from your church. If you're being fed there, if you have a godly Bible preaching pastor, by all means, stay and support him. But sometimes there are situations that arise where if you're going to be obedient to the Word of God and you find the denomination has gone apostate, it's gone liberal, you don't have any choice. The Scripture says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. You may say, well, it sounds to me like you're trying to get me to come to your church. Well, I guess I was kind of obvious, wasn't I? Come and see. Come and see. People say, well, you know, I like to hear some preaching. You don't really preach. No, on the broadcast, it's a whole lot easier on the equipment if I don't rant and rave and holler and pound the pulpit. I think substantially more, energetic in the pulpit. But the overall thrust, whether it's quiet or whether it's thunder, what's the Bible say? That's what I'm about. That's what my ministry is about. That's what I believe the objective and the commission is about. People need to hear the Word of God. I invite you to come, listen, and check it out for yourself. But now let's go, please, to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. That he would grant you. Now, in the context, if you just happen to be joining in this series, and this is your first exposure to the Bible says, verse 16 is continuing from the sentence that began in verse 14. If we back up into verse 14 and 15, Paul has told them, he said, I'm praying, this is why I'm praying, this is what I'm praying for. And verse 16 tells you what it is, that he, that is God, would grant you or give you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now this word might comes from a Greek word that directly translated means inherent power. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. You and I as Christians need to be demonstrating power on a daily basis. We need to be exhibiting, we need to be utilizing this power, this might. I'm not talking about healing the sick and giving sight to the blind and raising the dead. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of power that is required to live the Christian life the way it is supposed to be lived. We got too many people who play at it, who have a form of godliness. You remember, though, the admonition to watch out for those who have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. My friend, Christians, every Christian needs the power of God to live the Christian life. Dear sister, if you're a homemaker, if you're a wife, if you're a mother, in order to be all that you need to be for your husband and for your children, you need the power of God in your life. You say, well, you know, to what end? Have you ever noticed how stressed out you can get? Your nerves get frazzled, and you're just ready to just explode. And little Johnny or Susie says something or does something, and it just strikes you the wrong way, and you go ballistic. You scream and holler and just pitch a fit. And then later you feel so embarrassed and ashamed, and if you've got any character to you, you call that kid to you and say, "Look, I'm sorry. Mommy shouldn't have blown up like that." Well, you're right. Mommy shouldn't have blown up like that. But Mommy's going to keep on blowing up like that until she has the power of God in her life in such a way as to keep those pressures under control. It's not a matter of keeping them bottled up. It's a matter, you know, it's a funny thing. Do you know what causes water lines to break usually? Pressure. Too much pressure on the inside, and they blow up. On the other hand, if you've ever gone to the a hardware store or plumbing supplies section of a large store, you'll find that there are different, what they call, schedules of pipe. Different schedules. Most of the time, if you're using PVC pipe, you probably use a schedule of 40. Well, that means it'll handle pressure up to, well, probably 100 pounds, maybe more than that per square inch. But there's also, for instance, if you look at 4-inch pipe, you'll find some that's green and thin and kind of brittle. You'll see some other that's kind of cream-colored, and the walls of the pipe are a lot thicker. Well, one's just to handle runoff, you know, water perhaps coming down, and you're channeling it somewhere, coming off the roof. And you use that thin stuff, and that's what it's for. And it's fine for that. You don't need the thick stuff. Now, on the other hand, you're talking about sewer pipe. You know, and they say, yeah, you need some Schedule 40. That's the heavy stuff. You can go ahead and bury it and not crack. Yeah, you don't worry about it cracking under the ground. And it'll handle any pressure that's conceivable that you're going to put on it. All right. Now, for the Christian, let's face it, we're not the same. We're all different. We all handle stress differently. But the power of God changes, if you will, the schedule rating on the vessel. You see, with His power, with His strength, His support, you can deal with the pressure. You can carry a much heavier volume. You can do more and feel the pressure less when He is in control. Now, He says here, He's praying that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. Notice, please, these are all things that He is praying for them, that they might be strengthened with all might, that Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. See, there's an awful lot of things in the Bible you don't understand. There's an awful lot of things you don't understand because you've never been exposed to them. You've never seen it. Nobody's ever said, hey, you see this? You know what that means? You need what He's praying for you to have, that ye may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled. What a prayer request. Man, this man, he's praying some good stuff here for these people in Ephesus. Well, my time's gone. I'm going to have to go now. We'll come back to this on the next broadcast. Join me then for the next edition of The Bible Says.